بسم الله. بسم الله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأتقياء وعلى أصحابه الأصفياء، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا، آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، أما بعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى وجل وعلا has mentioned in his blessed words, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشَّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ اثْنَا عَشَرَ, that the number of months with Allah in the sight of Allah are 12. And then after that, in the Quran, name of months also have been mentioned. For example, Ramadan, the months of Hajj. So this means that one is the calendar or the counting which we have according to our knowledge or practice, and one is the counting and calendar and the months and the years in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azwajal now. For you and me, maybe we are using the calendar months of January, February and the dates. But in Allah's calendar and in the calendar of the Creator who created heavens and earth, these dates do not have any significance. Only the dates which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen, or the calendar or the months which Allah azza wa jalla has chosen, they have any significance. So let's say, for example, if you are remembering your birthday, that is my birthday today, in the sight of Allah it's not your birthday at all. It's only you thinking. It's just like when, for example, you are living here, now the time is 1 p.m. and you change the clock which you have personally at home or on your wrist to 10, and then start working according to that. Yes, you can change the clock, but the real time which the government, which the countries, which the world is following is actually something different, and its reality, your changing would not make difference into the working of the world and the system which is running. Similarly, if human beings we choose instead of 12, 18 months, or choose different dates and calendar months, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal, that doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. So, if you want to know your date of birth, and it's really, you should find out your date of birth. What is your date of birth? When we celebrate the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do we celebrate in April? Because from this calendar, for example, if we calculate, the date might come on April. But everyone knows the date which we actually celebrate is in Rabiul Awwal. Some celebrate in the first week, some actually on the second week, some on the 12th, but in Rabiul Awwal. So when you want to memorize or celebrate in any way or thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your child's birth, Allah has given you the child and the baby, and then you are not remembering his birth according to the one who has given you, this doesn't befit thankfulness. It's Allah who has given, not anyone else. Other, yes, people have Chinese calendar, they are using their own things. Jewish people, they are using their own thing. Christian people, they are using their own thing. Meaning, yes, they are eligible to use because they believe in those things. But you as a Muslim, say, I have recited La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And you are celebrating your things according to the Chinese calendar, according to the Hindu calendar, according to the Jewish calendar. That is strange when they all are doing according to themselves. So, you should think, okay, what is reality, and not just follow the crowd like sheep, that they are going in one direction and the other sheep also follow them. And as the wise people say, if you follow the crowd, you will get lost in the crowds. So those people who really follow things without thinking, they're lost now. They've lost their own identity. They've lost their own identity. And actually they don't know who they are, really. They are from where they belong to. So they are confused about their identity as well. Anyway, this month which has started now is known as Rajab. It is one of the blessed month from the 12 in Islam. And it has many significance. One is, which everyone, mashallah, knows, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Mi'raj. Mi'raj is the ascension where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For what? لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Because the things which all Anbiya alayhim as-salam invited towards, like they mention the world of the unseen, the world of angels, the world of the grave, the world of barzakh, the skies, the heavens, and all these things. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose one person from all the humanity, that who can go and see those things, those realities in the hereafter with his own physical eyes. Not only to see the signs, but also to have the mushahida and to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla as well, according to however it befits the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, like some people say, who've seen the next world? The answer is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have seen the next world. Not that only revelation came, but he physically in flesh and blood went and saw all the different kinds of punishments. Like, it's not much time, which Rasulullah sallallahu mentioned about that, I saw the person who tells lies, he was being punished like this. I saw a person who deals in interest, riba and sood, they are being punished like this. I saw the women who are not observing hijab or who are not protecting their honor, they are being actually punished like this. And I saw the alcoholic, the drug addict, they were being punished like this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about all these punishments. Yes, we already believe in them because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicated. But what happened in Miraj, whatever we are believing in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the most trustworthy, the Ameen and the Sadiq amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like, for example, if someone announces, I want you to show someone something, just choose one person so that he is honest and he can capture the right thing and communicate. And people sometimes they do actually have to choose certain people to actually be their representative. So the matter is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal, ye jo urdu mein na jo main ke baad bayan hota hai, ye jo majlis mein na, haan nahi, ye bhi bolte, ji haan, yahi dohraya jata hai takriban. So this mainly is for people who are on work and students and that, and for elderly people who don't have to work, we have a 20 minutes dars in Urdu mostly after the ye jo bayan hota hai, ye hota hai jo log kaam se aate hain, naujawan hai jo nahi samajhte Urdu, samajh nahi aati, aur jo buzurg hai jinhone kahin nahi jana, to unke liye main apna time deta hoon ke bhai jume ke baad 20 minutes mein yahi baatein takriban dohrai jati hain, wo shauk hai to wo sunen ya dusre bayan apna sunen. Bahar ya to phir ye hai ke bhai aap 20 minutes isse bhi pehle aa jaya kare, sawa 1 baje bhi shuru kare Urdu mein, 10-15 minutes ho jaye, 10-15 minutes. Ek sare bande ka dil hota hai ke bhai baat bhi 5 minutes ho aur zubane bhi 10 ho, to is tarah jo hai mamla bhi. To inshaallah انشاءاللہ یہی چیزیں دہرائی کریں گے انشاءاللہ اردو میں بھی اللہ کے فضل و احسان سے. anyway, تو یہ غور سے سن لیں کہ that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was chosen as to see that whatever we believe in, that is there someone who has seen شیطان کے بھنکو پھٹ وسوسہ. other people sometimes say who seen the next world. so اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی, one of the حکمات, one of the wisdom and reality to remove this doubt and waswasa and thought of shaitan or other people or non-Muslims, that they all believe, even non-Muslims and kuffar and Abu Jahl, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most trustworthy and the most truthful person. So he alayhi salatu wasalam firstly, so because we believe in angels, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown the angels of the heavens and the earth. Rasulullah thought that in the grave people are punished because of these different bad things they do, because of lying, because of riba, because of namima, backbiting, because of slander. So Prophet ﷺ went through the barzakh and he saw all different people actually being punished in different ways, people being rewarded for different good deeds and people being punished for also bad deeds as well. Then the Prophet ﷺ also saw the heavens and the blessings which people in Jannah will get when they will get there. And then finally Rasulullah ﷺ, and in some riwayat it comes, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal as well. So what you should do in this month, is something or very appropriate to start your own journey to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already had done his journey to Allah. Miraj has happened. Have you begun your own little miraj, your own little journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So what is mine and your journey? The Rasulullah s.a.w. left this earth, but we, our journey can be that we just leave the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like, the akhlaq, the saying, the amal. So we leave the sinful things and go towards righteous things. That is our journey, our miraj. We leave the shaitanic way and follow Rasulullah s.a.w.'s footsteps. That is our miraj. Our miraj is up to the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest. Our miraj, if we reach Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's obedience, his love, and his, that is our miraj. So maybe in this month, the best thing which you can do is learn repentance and how to embark and start your own journey before actually your death actually comes. Second, another amal which the mashayikh has actually prescribed is that a person should try to recite 70,000 kalima sharif in this month. Yeh bhi ek amal hai, Buzurgane Deen ne bataya. Waise bhi ek zayif hadith mein aata hai, in one of the hadith, that any person who, for him or he himself reads 70,000 kalima, he will be forgiven by the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. یہ حدیث شریف میں اس کی فضیلت ہے کسی مردہ کے لیے یا زندہ اپنے لیے 70,000 مرتبہ کلمہ پڑھ لے حضوری کے ساتھ تو اس کی بخشش ہو جاتی ہے. تو بزرگوں نے فرمایا کہ اس مہینے میں in this month a person is a whole month for you 2-3,000 you can read every day easily. If you complete 70,000 you have something to actually hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one amal you can do, dhikr 70,000 kalima sharif. Other is to leave your sinful life and start your own miraj actually to the righteous and life as well. Other significance is that in this month also, one of the great imam, Imam Jafar, Imam Muhammad Baqir, rahmahullah, the son of Imam Zain al-Abidin, Quddus Sirrul Aziz, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, alayhi salam, he was born on the first of Rajab as well. Imam Muhammad Baqir is son of Imam Zain al-Abidin. He was born, he was 4 years old when Karbala happened in Medina Sharif. He was born and he lived and he served in Madinatul Munawwara and set up a madrasa where he himself taught Quran and Hadith and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for many, many years in Madinatul Munawwara. Imam Muhammad Baqir. And he was known as Baqir. Baqir means the splitter, the one who can split like a hair, for example. He was known as Baqir because he could actually solve very, very difficult matters in a very easy way, and he could penetrate to the depth of the knowledge which other people couldn't at his time. And he was named as Muhammad on his blessed grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he resembled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He resembled Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He looked like the Prophet alaihi wasallam. He had some kind of resemblance, and he was named after the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so you should learn about him. There is a Khaja Hazrat Sheikh Mainuddin Chishti, his overseas this month. So this month have many significance. So inshallah if you learn. But one of the few sayings of Imam Muhammad Baqir, I'll just mention to you few of his sayings so that you know. He once said, I advise my followers to do five things. Five things. Aapne farmaya ke paanch cheezon ka khyal rakho. Imam Muhammad Baqir. When anyone does zulm upon you, don't do zulm in return. Like my father Imam Zain al-Abidin didn't do zulm upon the people who did zulm upon him in Karbala. Like myself, what has done to my father, my aunt, my grandfather, I did not do zulm, I always upheld justice. Can someone do more zulm than it was done in Karbala? No. So Imam Baqir said, someone does zulm, my advice to you is, don't take revenge with the zulm. Don't do zulm in return. And he said, second thing, if someone betrays you, becomes unfaithful, betrays you, kisi ne dhoka de diya tumhe, in return you don't betray him. Usko jawab mein dhoka na dena, tum na dena. Koi dhoka de de, usko jawab mein dhoka na dena. Ye aapne nasihat ki. Teesri farmaya, agar koi tumhe jhoota kahe, if someone actually says you are a liar, if someone says, happens something, you are a liar, he said, don't become angry. Gussa na hona, zindagi mein kahi dafa tumne jhoot bola, tum masoom to nahi ho. You are not actually infallible person. To koi keh deta hai, to don't become angry. Then he said, if someone praises you, don't become overjoyous and veil from your old defects. Jab koi tumhari tareef kar de to aise phule na samao ka apne sare aib bhi apne zehen mein rakho, tumhe aib mein kitne hai. When someone praises you, don't become overjoyous to the extent that you become unaware of the faults and things which you have. Rather attribute it to Allah and thank Allah that He is covering your sins. That is why the person is praising you. And fifthly, he said, panchvi cheez aapne farmayi, when someone criticizes you, jab koi tanqeed karta hai aap par, this happened day and night. Between husband and wife, between people, between brothers, between communities, ye hota rehta hai ki nahi? What is the nasiha of Imam Muhammad Baqir Quddas Sirruh? Aapne kya farmaya, jab koi tanqeed kar, when someone criticizes you, what should you do? Farmaya, don't mind. Bura na manao. Look at, think about what he is saying. Think about what the criticizer is saying. If you find that ab or that defect is in you, then you already fallen from the eyes of Allah. And it is worse to be fallen from the eyes of Allah than to fall from the eyes of people. Aur farmaya, agar to wo tumme hai ab, to phir tum Allah ki nazron se gir chuke ho. To Allah ki nazron se girna tumhara logon ki nazron se gir jane se zyada bura hai. To isliye, if it is there, and try to rectify it. Don't become angry. Don't return it with accusation and criticism back to the person. Tum dekho, tumhe bhi dekha hua hai. Kal tum ye karte wo. Only Allah ka ye tarika nahi. And he said, if you find that criticism is not in you, wo abhi ho sakta hai, wo galat tanqeed kar raha hai. Wo keh raha hai, aap mein wo hai hi nahi hai. This can happen as well. He is saying something which is not in you. Aapne nahi hai wo. Aapne farmaya. He said, then thank Allah that you have Allah has saved you from a bad thing and given you something good and a virtue. So ye reaction, this is the reaction, he said, the five things, and he practiced it really. His father pressed Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. How great zulm was done, but he didn't do zulm in return. How great betrayal they did to him, but he didn't betray them. How much criticize they gave him, but he didn't actually return as such. And they called him and he didn't. He lived his life, what? He is famous for his worship, Zainul Abideen, the beauty of the worshippers. He is not famous of someone criticized or anything like this. So, this Imam Muhammad Baqir, alayhi rahma,
رضي الله تعالى عنه was also his blessed birth also in this man Khaja Muinuddin Chishti rahmatullah great wali in India he is overseas also in this man what is the lesson in him he was living somewhere in Medina Sharif at one time went to visit there and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated you go to India and he left all the country came to India are we going out from our houses on the instruction of the Prophet ﷺ to convey this message of Sunnah, the message of the love of Rasulullah, the message of Deen, we are not actually doing that. But he left the Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, on the instruction of Rasulullah ﷺ, and in India there is. And he served the people, compassion upon creation, made Hindus into Muslims, and we are turning Muslims into non-Muslims, of giving fatwas and criticizing them, wrongly and rightly and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. Now may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to benefit from this month of Rajab and start your journey of Miraj from sinfulness to righteousness and also do recite Kalima of 70,000 times if you can in this month and also try to follow the Nasiha of Imam Muhammad Baqir Quddas Sirruhu Al-Aziz Jazakumullahu Ahsanul Jaza Sunnati Adha Farmani Subhanakallahu Bihamdika Nashhadu Wa Ilaha Illa Illa انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك as I said جیسے میں نے کہا کہ بھئی اس کا ترجمہ جو بات کی جاتی ہے بعد میں بیان کیا جاتا ہے اور بھی چیزیں تو جو بزرگ لوگ ہیں وہ بیٹھ سکتے ہیں سن سکتے ہیں